It may seem odd that WPLN has Joe Nolan on a photography assignment. He's a songwriter and blogger. He writes about visual art. But now he's creating it, or at least discovering it. Joe documents the unintentionally artful quirks he sees on Nashville's historic pikes. He finds beauty where others see clutter, and he explores these thoroughfares of local commerce in his ramshackle pickup, the kind where passengers have to reach through the window to open their own door. WPLN's Mac Linebaugh recently rode along on Nolansville Pike.
Joe Nolan has set boundaries for this drive we're about to take. From the state fairgrounds, where Nolansville Pike officially starts, to Harding Place, because this road goes on for miles and you've got to stop somewhere.
And I think we can just like maybe let the road like define itself, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to guess where we're going to cover, because it is a massive road, but then again, that's part of why it matters, right? Because it is a big road. So, let's deal with it.
It's a slow trip, and only one of several he'll make. He pulls in and out of parking lots to circle back to things that catch his eye. Like a bird watcher, he gets excited when he spots something he hasn't seen before.
You know, that's a really cool wall right there with the corrugated metal and the yellow paint. Ooh, look at the stuff on the ground. That's cool, too. These tires look cool. I don't know why they paint them like that.
Joe likes to get his camera in close. By photographing a few square feet at a time, he tightens the frame around details that are easy to miss.
I want to go back there and shoot the flag on that market.
Hand-painted signs, street art, unusual and maybe accidental combinations of colors and patterns. These are Nashville sights you won't find on a tourist map.
When you sneak around in these places a little bit, you suddenly realize there's stuff that you've never seen before.
Joe is not a professional photographer, but his photo essays are so interesting because of what he is, namely a fine arts reporter and blogger. He's also a poet and songwriter. He's essentially curating an exhibit from this messy and sort of random beauty we all drive past but otherwise don't pay much attention to. He doesn't spend a lot of time setting up each shot or fussing about perfect lighting. His camera of choice is in his Android smartphone. Because it's inconspicuous.
I also don't want to like freak people out, you know, because sometimes people, that's why cell phone's good, is because people just think you're, just any old person taking a photo with your phone, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody really minds that. I guess the first time I ever came to Nolansville Road was probably coming down here to go get food, probably to go up to La Hacienda, right? So if you don't live on the street, that's sort of like the gateway taco. Yeah.
There are stretches along Nolansville Pike where most of the signage is in Spanish.
Even the psychic speaks Spanish. I can predict your future in Spanish.
It's also the main drag for the biggest Kurdish community in North America. Immigrants from far-flung corners of the globe have been moving to Nashville steadily since the 1970s, and many wind up in this South Side neighborhood.
There's a lot of reasons why people come from all over the world here, and you can really see that on this street, just in the names of the stores and the restaurants and things. And we're there, boom, Nolansville Road.
You can see Nolansville Pike through Joe Nolan's eyes and words at our website, WPLN.org. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mac Linebaugh.